Al Godwin, wastewater agreement, Del Lamar subdivision, a.k.a. Rocks Bethany.
Mr. President, members of council, we have one wastewater agreement this morning for your consideration. That would be Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Del Mar Subdivision, a.k.a. Rocks Bethany Agreement Number 997. In this case, the developer will be Rocks Bethany LLC in care of Allen and Rocks Incorporated from Vienna, Virginia. The location is on the east side of Route 1 and south of the intersection of Route 1 and Road 360. I believe that's Hudson Road. This will become part of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The system connection charges total $16,500. We have approval from our engineering department as well as from DENREC. We're expecting only 3 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $2,416.35, with a proposed construction cost of $16,109. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 997, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Rocks Bethany LLC, care of Allen and Rocks Incorporated, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Del Mar Subdivision, a.k.a. Rocks Bethany, located in Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
That's his motion. I will make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Wright. And while Joe's coming up, I neglected. I want to recognize Mr. Wilson has two granddaughters in the back of the room today.
Really?
Welcome, girls.
They sing for us?
And the, you're here with us, and you can see your grandfather in action.
Molly there is goes to private school, and Rebecca goes there to, is it Del Tech? Sussex. See, I knew I'd get that right. And you've gone, and how many years have you been an All-State singer?
4 years.
There you go. Welcome, girls.
Good to see you. I'm surprised. Glad to see you.
Good morning, Council.
Good morning.
I'm here today to present task order number 2 with Delta Airport Consultants Incorporated for the design of an aircraft apron expansion for your approval. The cost is not to exceed $270,000. In addition, Jim Hicken will present the details of the FAA grant that would pay 90% of the allowable cost, or $255,600. Task order number 2 will provide for the design of an 18,500 square yard expansion to our existing main aircraft parking apron. The apron will be expanded to accommodate large aircraft up to and including at least one Boeing 737. The design will also address drainage and stormwater management issues, as well as taxiway lighting in the apron area. Multiple pavement sections will be evaluated to provide the most cost-effective design. Local consultants Davis Bowen and Friedel, DBF, and Pannoni Associates will provide geotechnical survey and stormwater management with associated permitting as sub-consultants for approximately one-third or $88,822 of the total $270,000 contract with Delta. In accordance with FAA requirements, an independent fee estimate, IFE, was performed by McFarland Johnson and considered by the FAA to be within the acceptable range for Delta's proposed contract. The FAA grant offer for this work will now be presented by Jim Hicken.
Good morning, Mr. Hicken.
Good morning. Based on the Delta contract, we requested a grant from the FAA, and they've offered the grant to us. As Joe said, $255,600, which is 90% of the total project cost, which includes Delta and the county's cost. The grant offer is good until next Friday, basically. And it comes not only with the money, but also with some obligations. And we've talked about this in the past. We have a master agreement with the FAA that covers all of our grants. It's a 28-page document. It's got 39 what we call grant assurances in it, things that you've seen before, like you have to operate the property as an airport for the next 20 years, et cetera. And then the grant itself comes with 20 more conditions. There are nothing surprising. There's things like the county has to have a no texting while driving policy, which we do. The county's not allowed to engage in human trafficking during the period of this grant. I think we're covered there. And then there is a special condition you need to be aware of, and that is by accepting this grant, you agree to accept a future grant within the next 2 years after the design is complete to actually construct the project. And that's a little bit different from previous grants. Hmm. But that's kind of the gist of the grant. Like I said, it's $255,600.
Questions of council?
And you said that's what percentage of the total, John?
It's 90% of the total cost.
Okay, that's a big one. Okay.
Any more questions from council? Mr. Wright, you have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves task order number 2 with Delta Airport Consultants Incorporated for design and bidding services for Sussex County Project 14-11, apron expansion, in an amount not to exceed $270,000. In addition, the Federal Aviation Administration's grant offer of $255,600 as the 90% share of the allowable cost for this work is also accepted.
Pleasure, council.
I make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
We have a second.
We have a second anywhere?
Yes, second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John Ashman, Gosley Creek Annexation. Permission to prepare and post notices.
My department's been busy.
Morning, John.
Morning. Come on.
I'm here this morning to request for permission to prepare and post notices for proposed expansions of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District. The request today is divided into three sections designated as annexation area number 1, 2, and 3. And these are included in your map. This is annexation area 1, annexation area 2, and annexation area 3. We recently completed the planning study for the Gosley Creek planning area. And we have requests and interest from several projects and some existing parcels in the area. Annexation Area 1 includes the Coastal Club project, the Cape Penloop and Lodge number 2540, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Annexation Area 2 includes the proposed project of Saddle Ridge, the proposed Troop 7 Delaware State Police Barracks, proposed school, the proposed campground, and adjoining land of Townsend. And annexation area number 3 includes the proposed subdivision of Red Clover Walk. We have multiple projects in the area with various stages of design and construction that have submitted requests for annexation. Unfortunately, all are not contiguous to one another, therefore the reason for the three designated areas. Questions?
Questions of council? You have a motion?
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District to include the areas designated as annexation area number 1, number 2, and number 3 as presented on August 12, 2014.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, second. Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion?
Yeah, I'm going to just want to check with you on something. So it's in three different sections, right?
Correct.
And I'm sure engineering says we have the capacity, but I'd like to hear you say that again.
With the plans that have been prepared for the redirection of flow to
right.
the inland bays,
that's
sort of what's...
That's what we're doing. Redirection to inland.
Correct.
Okay. Makes sense now. Thank you. I'll vote yes.
Any more questions, Council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the recommendation, yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Old business, conditional use number 1991, Cool Spring LLC / Highway 1. Mr. Abbott?
Morning.